I'm so happy to have a hero, a man I truly respect. He's been a mentor to so many and a friend to so many as well, besides being able to work in a field that he knows so much about and loves, Archie Klepa here in the studio. Hi, Archie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
It's good to see you again. Good to see you. You're looking really fit.
Ah, thank you.
Lots been going on with you, right?
Yeah.
You've been out there working with Olokai now for how many years?
Well, I've been with Olokai now for going on 11 years.
Wow, has it been 11 years?
It's been 11 years. I've been a full-time employee with Olokai now for, since I retired, going on 7 years.
Well, and I remember the first time I realized that you kind of were working together was when you were doing the whole Alea.
It actually started before that.
Was it before? What kind of began that relationship?
So my relationship with Olokai began when the company was a year old, and they had approached me and said, hey, we want you to be our first sponsored athlete. And I had suggested to them that, you know, instead of sponsoring me, would you consider giving every lifeguard in the state of Hawaii a pair of slippers?
Whoa!
And at the time, there's two people that met with me. One was an owner, and one was a marketing director. And the owner thought that was really cool because he was the designer at the time. And the marketing director thought I was telling him, like, no. But since then, we've developed the HLA line, our HLA product line. And, you know, ever since that initial meeting and talking to them about giving every lifeguard in Hawaii a pair of slippers, the company has decided that we don't sponsor anybody, but we have give back. We give back to the people of Hawaii. And so the Hawaiian Lifeguard Association and the lifeguards throughout the whole state of Hawaii is a big part of that. And we give back to them because a lot of the work that they do goes unrecognized and, you know, making rescues every day and just the day-to-day things that they do. They're the real heroes. And this is just one small way that we could begin to give back. And that's how my relationship started with Olokai and the development of the HLA product. And, you know, the company's 12 years old now, and I've been with them for 11 years, and I've been a full-time employee for 7 years.
Well, in this last week, I heard from you, and it's always great to hear from you. You're one of those people, you take the call. When you see the call, you see it anywhere, you go, yeah, I'll take
that
call. But you told me that, of course, Joshua, in the Whalers Village location, the retail store here on the island, was looking for employees. And I said, well, let's get the word out, because some people really do want to work for groups that are doing good things. Some people like to do, you know, you put your energy towards something that's pono, that's good. And that way you are part of that energy as well. And I think that's really important. I know some people really appreciate people who are doing good things, and I know they appreciate you for sure. And that's why I thought, well, you know, we got to let people know about this, because I have to say Olokai has an amazing presence. I literally get an email a day, at least one email a day.
Awesome.
And they're nicely done, you know. There's always interesting information, whoever's doing all that. It's great.
Yeah.
However, you know, I don't know how many people are aware that there is this gift of having a retail location here on Maui. And that really is a gift for lots of reasons. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, and I'd like your reasons why. Sometimes, you know, you can look online and see things, but it's a little different than actually seeing them in person and trying them on and having that choice of seeing things together, you know, of having the options of what's out there. And what's the difference with the retail store versus online for you?
Well, you know, it's touch, feel, get a chance to look at the product and see it, you know, with your own eyes and touch it and feel it. I think it's really, really important. And Our Whalers Village store gives you that opportunity to walk in there and look at not only what you see online from our online store, but actually going in and looking at the product and getting a chance to see the quality that goes into the making of these not only slippers but shoes that we have. Is they do a really awesome job. You know, our design team, our product team, our sales team, I mean, everybody does a great job with presenting great product with good quality and longevity.
I have to say also, there's been times I've gone online because I wanted to buy something, and there'll be times it's sold out and you can't get it, or there's times when you order it and it's an unfortunate byproduct of what's been going on with COVID that sometimes the product delivery time is backed up more than you might even be realized. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to buy something and it's like, wow, can't get it from, you know, because of the basic problem, but sometimes the shipments can't get in.
Right.
So I think it is really nice, and I think sometimes actually a lot quicker and more efficient to go to Whalers Village and check out the Olakai store in person. So, you know, if you want it, it's there. Yeah. On your side, you try it on. If it works, you get it, right?
Well, you know, like our Olakai store in Whalers Village is one of two existing stores right now that we have. One is in Oahu and the other one at Whalers Village. And it was only recently, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years, that we've actually opened up stores in Hawaii or anywhere.
Yeah, it surprised me the first time I thought, wow, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just really nice because, you know, like you said, you get to walk in there and you get to look, touch, feel, and try stuff on. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, once you wear Olakai's, you're pretty much you're done. After wearing them, you're not going to want to wear anything else because it's so healthy for you. It's good for your feet.
And they're good quality.
Oh, the quality is amazing. And the arch in the sole and everything about the product, the way it's made. There's a lot of process that went into the development of the Olakai brand from a footwear perspective. And, you know, I remember the first time I wore them and you know, I've been wearing them for like 6 years, and I went to Tahiti, and I lost my slippers, and I bought a pair of rubber slippers just to catch the plane back home, and it bothered me the whole way home. I couldn't believe how much I missed my Olakais and how good they were to my feet, and as soon as I got home, I got another pair.
But, well, I can understand that. Besides which, you know, I don't know who's behind the designs and the product, Archie, but I have to say that they are really, I don't even know if the, is the word hip not hip anymore, but they are so in tune with ever style that is really desirable that they are on top of some very, very cool designs. You know, I mean, it's like I look at them going, I mean, almost always when I see something in that email, I want it. You know, it's like, wow, that would be, I mean, I've seen some that have the really cool shoes that have that wonderful pattern and fabric of Hawaii, and at the same time, you know, are comfortable. And then I see some that were the slippers that had the design. Remember the ones that came out that had the design of the Hokulea that was part of that? That was, I don't know where that
limited
came from.
Limited edition,
Oh, that was so cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so being cool like that is part of the lifestyle of people who are out and part of that community, right?
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you, is not only from a design and development perspective, the people that are in that team, the design team and the development team, but also just from naming our products. There's a lot of, we don't just name our products. We actually have a team of Hawaiian language experts.
Like a whole panel of
Panel.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and we actually make sure that we're naming things rightly. It's being pronounced correctly. I got to tell you that being a part of this brand has just been so amazing in every perspective. We've always made sure that we've done things right to the people of Hawaii. And it's just a reflection of the development of the slipper, how much goes into that, and then how much goes into naming, giving it a name, how much goes into each design, even like our leather slippers that, you know, they look like tattoo graphics.
Yeah.
And there's a whole meaning and process behind the whole thing. We don't just do it because it looks cool. There's a lot of respect that goes back to the Hawaiian culture and the people of Hawaii with any product that we make.
That, you know, that says something again, you know, along the lines of what we're saying is that, you know, if you were going to create something in Hawaii that could be respected and could reflect our lifestyle and a way of life, I think it is reflected in the Olokai product very well. And I'm not sure how they did it, but it sure seems like a standard that other businesses that wanted to represent Hawaii lifestyle could follow and use and see as well. It's not an easy thing to do.
You know, it's not easy to do because there's, you know, a lot of people have a lot of companies have taken advantage of Hawaii.
It's true. Yeah.
And, you know, we just wanted to make sure we're doing things right. We're giving back to the people of Hawaii, and we're not just taking. And that has reflected who we are as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, every single individual that works for that company has come to respect and love the brand. And, you know, like I tell the people at Olokai, it is when we gain the respect of the people of Hawaii that we're truly doing the right things with our brand. And I hope that, you know, we're doing the right things and people are seeing that we're doing the right things with our brand. And, you know, we're not just taking. We're constantly giving. And now we have our Ama Olokai Foundation, which allows us
Tell me about that one.
So our Ama Olokai Foundation is
It's AMA Olokai?
Yeah. So, you know, like, so how we came up with the name Ama Olokai is, so we have the brand Olokai, which is the canoe. But how do you keep the canoe balanced? You have the Ama, which is like the outrigger, and that's what keeps the canoe balanced. Well, so the Ama Olokai Foundation is what keeps our brand balanced because it allows us to look into our community and find things that people are doing good in the community. And through that, we have a grant process that we can have people apply for and give them. So
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what our Ama Olokai Foundation is. It's a foundation that we take money from our product and we put it back into the community, whether it be from Punana Leo, whether it be from kalo farmers, you know, hurricane relief. We've found ways to give back to people of Hawaii. PVS, the Polynesian Voyaging Society, the Worldwide Voyage, Ama Olokai Foundation was a big part of that. The Hawaiian Lifeguard Association, that's another big one that our Ama Olokai Foundation is a part of. And, you know, we give a check every year for $5,000 pretty much to every county to offset funding for their junior lifeguard program.
And I had no idea.
Yeah. And those are the kinds of things that our foundation is doing, which is really, really awesome. And, you know, I'm so proud to be a part of this company. We're family. We're ohana. And it goes down to every individual, from the guys working in the warehouse to the people answering the phone at our office in Irvine, all the way back to our salespeople here in Hawaii and, you know, our marketing team, our sales team, our product development team based in Oregon. I mean, there's so many pieces and parts that that make this such a great brand, but it all collaborates right here in Hawaii. This is where we gain our knowledge. This is where we decide what we're going to do as far as a brand. This is where we decide how we're going to give back as far as our brand.
I was never aware of that. Yeah. I mean, I knew there was a home office in Irvine.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there was that base here in Hawaii. And I guess that's partly, I would imagine, because of you, right?
Yeah, that's part of my job. So part of my job right now is Konohiki of the brand. My job is to make sure that the brand is doing the right things in the community. And so, you know, I'm just a guide or a compass to keep us true
Can
north.
Can we call you a North Star?
Yeah. I just said to keep us true north.
North. Yeah. And it is. And, you know, I think in so many ways it's very fulfilling to know that your intensive life of helping and serving and being there for people was able to be transitioned into a way of doing good and working with a company to make sure they do good, and not just as a token, because you and I both know that there have been companies that want people's names attached to them because the people are famous and well-respected, but it's just a token name.
Yeah.
And it's so I'm so glad you're explaining to people that when you transition from being a lifeguard and someone who was very involved, you know, as in out there with the lifeguards, you know, and respected so well by the lifeguards.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know it's true, and everyone knows it's true. And the community, that you were able to do something that you were able to do with respect for the community and for yourself, and find that your voice is being listened to and heard. That, because I don't think it would have been anything more frustrating than to find that you were doing something and getting paid for it, but maybe you weren't really able to be a part of it and express what you think is a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just the brand has really embraced the true culture of Hawaii. And, you know, we live it. We live it every day. And you know, we bring people from our company to Hawaii every year so that they can live in our footsteps. They can they can actually feel what it's like to live in Hawaii and visit these places and engage and do
things. That,
and
that
experience
feeling,
that. And because when they go back and they take that back, they understand. They understand how the people of Hawaii are and the things that are important.
You recently worked on a project called White Lotus.
Yes.
And it was interesting because you're very respected, of course, there too. And what was your role that you did with that series that was shot at the Four Seasons?
So I was really fortunate to work on the White Lotus, and I was actually brought on as stunt/safety, and it was really nice working with them. And then in the process, I got a little, I wouldn't say an acting piece, but
a role.
I got a role in the show, and that was a lot of fun. But just working with that production was really amazing. And I still get people send me texts and say, "Hey, Archie, I just saw you on the White Lotus," and I'm really surprised at how many people are watching the White Lotus, and that's awesome. That's great.
It's on. Let's see, what is this? It's not on Hulu. It's on. Is it on Hulu? No, it's. I'm trying to remember the series.
HBO. Huh?
HBO. Yeah. And it is very interesting, and I don't know who was in charge in the company of making sure Maui looked good, but whoever shot those scenes of the ocean, the mountains, the water, you know, that whole image was beautifully done. I almost thought Magnum PI and when Hawaii 5-0 was on, that they did a beautiful job of showing, you know, it almost looked so good, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And whoever was in charge of it, maybe it was some of the same people, because this island has kind of got a close community in the film industry. But it really did look beautiful. I have to compliment them on that. And, of course, it brought money in because there were, I remember in a lot of the scenes, there were local people like in the canoe. There were someone lighting the torches at night, blowing the conch. You know, there were, you know, extras that were local in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what was really good was it was filmed here in Maui. And I think it's a great opportunity for Maui people to work in the film movie industry and to see work come here on the island of Maui and be quality good work was really awesome. I'd like to see more of that happen here in Maui County because we have so much to offer. One of the things that we're challenged with is space. Maui's not a big place. It's a small place. And, you know, to be able to thread lightly or walk lightly and, you know, film here is somewhat challenging at times because, you know, it's whenever you have a big production, there's a lot of movement, a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not easy to do. But I do like the fact that work is coming here to Maui, and we need more. Maui needs more work.
Well, the problem is that, of course, Oahu has more, I think, union people available and mm-hmm. some more studio space and some of the more production facilities. And I guess NCIS Hawaii is just going to be starting.
Yeah.
And, of course, I guess Magnum is going to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is more business than the film industry's had in a while. You know, mm-hmm. Brian Cohen, of course, and Oz brought good films here as well. But I agree with you, having used to be a videographer, I mean, it's wonderful to have that kind of income and opportunities for mm-hmm. people who do want to get in.
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to say you were in or part of this is good on your resume if mm-hmm. you're going somewhere else. You know,
yes.
you need to build that credit up, and it's really a good opportunity for people. When you go to Oahu for a gig, you're going to be up against a lot more people, and it's not as easy to get that opportunity. Also, there is the union thing as well, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So, I mean, and for you now, you're a stunt coordinator, eh?
I just worked on another show as a Marine coordinator. They said, Archie, what do you want to do? You want to do stunt or you want to do Marine? I wanted to do stunt coordinating, but I was like a day late. When they tried to get a hold of me, they couldn't get a hold of me. But they said, we got to get you on this show. And I learned a lot. I got a chance to work hand-in-hand with the stunt coordinator and was the Marine coordinator. And so, you know, I'd like to move into that kind of role as a stunt coordinator.
Was that a film or a series or a doc or what was it?
It was a film.
Oh, that's
I can't really say right
no,
now.
No, that's why I just asked you in general.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put you on the spot that I know you have a do not disclose thing. But I do want to go back to in the last mm-hmm. minute here to the fact that I'm so happy that you were able to take the time to come in. I know how busy you are. But we wanted to get the word out that people do have an amazing opportunity to be part of the Olokai team at Whalers Village. They should reach out to Joshua, I would imagine, if they want a gig.
Yeah. You know, they can go online, and it's olokai.com careers. And, you know, we have a signing bonus. We're going to do complimentary lunch every day. We'll feed them lunch. We'll give them a stipend to go get lunch.
Whoa.
We'll pay for their parking.
Wow.
And we also have, like, team events and outgoings that we want them to participate in. Jump on the sailing canoe, Manaia Kalani, get a chance to go work up in the Taro Patch, hiking in Haleakala. What, you know, just these kinds of things that we do to build ohana. And, you know, even a sales bonus. We have bonus program.
And the site to go to is?
The site is olokai.com/careers.
Olokai.com/careers. I love that term, careers. This isn't a job, folks. This is a chance for you to get into a career.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Yes, a big difference.
Big difference. And I love that attitude. And I mean, I just give you big virtual hugs, Archie. I love what you do. You're such an inspiration. And all I can say is thank you for being you and for staying true to you.
Thank you, Cindy.
And for inspiring so many people and saving so many people along the way, too. And for helping out the lifeguards. They all love you. Big aloha.
Aloha.